This is VK3VUD activating the Colorado HDNet on the Colorado Digital Multi-Protocol System. This net meets weekly on Tuesdays at 7:30 Mountain Time on Grandmaster Talker 31088, D-Star Reflector DCS XRF 303 Delta, YSF 99256, NXDN Talker 31088, and P25 Talker 31088. The purpose of this net is to discuss hotspot technology for digital radio, to promote digital radio in general, to facilitate the buying and selling of gear, and to have fun. My name is Bud. My call sign is VK3VUD. I'm located in Melbourne, Australia, and I will serve as tonight's net control station. Let me break. We now have a web-based check-in system. This opens for the net 2 hours prior to net starting time, so you can check in online. You're still welcome to wait for the end of the net to check in for the count by keying up. But if you'd like to check in on the web, go to http://pg3108.wh6av.org. Let me spell that again phonetically. The URL is tangogolf3108.whiskeyhotel6alphavicta.oscarromeogolf. And once you're there, click on check into the TG31088 net. The username for checking in is DMR in all caps, that's Delta Mike Romeo, and the password is TG31088. After that, just enter your call sign and follow the prompts to check in. Once you've checked in, you can enter any questions or announcements that you have for the net as well. The information on checking in with the web-based system is posted in our Telegram group, and it's also on our webpage at coloradodigital.net in case you missed any of that. Frank? So in case you haven't checked in with us before, we've got 5 parts to the net. In part 1, we have announcements of general interest for the net. Then in part 2 of the net, I'll ask if anybody has a question about hotspots, digital radio, or a problem they're working on. And if anyone does have a question or problem, you're welcome to check in by keying up your radio for 2 seconds and then unkeying. No voice transmission is necessary. I'll log stations from the received call signs on my dashboard and then call on those stations in order to ask their question. In part 3, we'll have a discussion topic, and anyone that would like to contribute to that topic is welcome, again, to check in by keying up. Again, no voice transmission is necessary. I'll just read the call signs off my dashboard, and we'll go through that list of stations in order to respond to the discussion topic. Then in part 4 of the net, we'll have a quick swap meet to see if anybody's got stuff to sell or if they're looking to buy something. And finally, in part 5 of the net, we'll take general check-ins for the count for anyone who has not had a chance to key in up to that point. Again, no voice transmission is necessary. But if you've already checked into the website, you don't need to do that again during part 5. I'll be sure to acknowledge all of the web-based check-ins first. Break. Okay, first let's go see if we've got any announcements for the net this evening, and I'm not seeing any posted in the website right now, on the web check-in, but if anybody has any announcements of general interest to net, please go ahead and key up now. This is VK3VUD. I just got a reminder in Telegram, and I do see it there on the web check-in page. There is one reminder or announcement that daylight savings time in the U.S. starts next Sunday. So the net time won't change in most places, but it will change if you follow GMT internationally, or change for me here in Australia as well. So even though we got daylight savings time, the net will still be at 7:30 p.m. Mountain Time next week after the DST change. Any other announcements of general interest for the net? If so, please key up now. Okay, we have one key up there from K2FSO. Good evening. Looks like Mark, did you have an announcement for the net this evening, or were you just keying up? Go ahead.
No announcement. I just fired my portable off to listen to the net.
Okay, it sounded like you were just keying up and you said you were portable, so thanks for joining us this evening, and hope you can join us for the whole net, or whenever you want to chime in, go ahead and key up in response to something. All right, looks like there are probably no other announcements right now, so let's move into part two of the net, and this is the question and answer portion of the net. So if anybody has any problems you're working on or questions, anything you'd like to run by the collective on the net and see if you can get help with, this is the time to do that. So hotspots, digital radio, anything related to that, this is the Q&A portion. So that applies to you, and if you have a question, please key up now. KE8NSO, VK3VUD. Good evening, Samantha. Did you have a question for us this evening? Go ahead.
Yeah. The you went by so quickly with the login, which I think all was DMR, and then the password, which I didn't catch at all, and I do not have Telegram installed, and really don't. I'm really not interested in installing Telegram. So how do I do a proper check-in? Although I guess this counts as a check-in, yes.
VK3VUD. Yeah, we can totally get you checked in, but thanks for slowing me down there. I'm happy to go over that again. Yeah, so to get to the check-in website, tg31088.wh6av.org, so Tango Golf 31088, Whiskey Hotel 6 Alpha Victor, Oscar Romeo Golf. And I think your question was about the username and password. The username for checking in is DMR in all caps, so that's just Delta Mike Romeo, DMR. And the password for checking in is lowercase Tango Golf 31088. So TG31088 in lowercase, that's the password. Did that fill in the gaps there for you, Samantha? Go ahead.
Fine. Thank you very much. I created a little note for myself so that I can find it again. And we're all good. Thank you.
Okay, sounds good. No problem. And again, thanks for slowing me down on that. And once more, if anybody has wants to bookmark our website, the information's on our website, too, at coloradodigital.net. If you go there and you're on the web page, then you can go to the net web page, and that information is in there, too. Okay, let's head into the part two again, the Q&A. So if anybody's got any questions about anything, digital-related, hotspots, digital radio, now is the time to ask, so please go ahead and key up now. Okay, I had one key up there from W3FGP. Good evening, Maurice. Thanks for joining us. Did you have a question for us this evening? Go ahead.
Yes, I do. I just put my Zoom hotspot online earlier this evening. It's working, I can make contacts, but when I try to run a test on Parrot, I don't get a return. I was wondering if there's some parameters or somebody could shed some light on what I need to look for to see if why that's not working the way it should. Go ahead.
VK3DV. Okay, sorry for the gap there. I had trouble keying up the hotspot for some reason. Okay, so using Parrot, first of all, just let's make sure you've got that set up correctly. So for Parrot, you're making a call to 9990, and to be clear, you've got that set up as a private call. Do you have it set up as private? Go ahead.
That's a good question. I need to check that. I don't remember often how I got that set up. I wrote the code plug for several tag groups using the same parameters, and it's working. So is there something, when you said private, explain to me what you mean by that, right?
Okay, sure enough. Yeah, so on DMR, talk groups are either group calls or private calls. So in your code plug, I'm not sure what radio you're using. You can tell me that next time you come back. You either set the talk group as a group call or as a private call. and to access the parent service, then you're using it as a private call. So you're not connecting to a group that many other users can connect to. You're connecting to it privately, one-on-one, rather than one-to-many. So usually in your CTS, in your software, there will be a setting, or on the radio face too, when you dial in that talk group number where you can select private or group call. So if you just tell me what radio you're using and how you've programmed it, then we can probably tell you exactly what to look for when you call that up. Go ahead.
Okay. I'm using the TYT and the UV3 Matthew.
Okay. Not owning that radio, I don't know how to change it from a radio face, so maybe somebody else can jump in there. Most of the Chinese DMR radios, when you manually dial the talk group number 9990, you can hit one of the keys on the keypad, often the hash key, or the pound key, if you will, and toggle between private and group call. Maybe that way with the MD380, I'm not sure. But certainly in the CTS, if you program that in, that talk group, the parrot talk group, as...
I lost you there for a minute, but, okay, I said, I know about it, the parrot and the group. You're right. Okay. What I did is, while you were talking, I brought up my code plug on the, CSP, and, I looked, I'm at a digital contact where I set it up in there, and, everything else is group, and I just changed that to, the private call. So I think you answer the problem and help you fix it. So after the net, I could run over there and try it quickly and I'll come back. This is Whiskey Tree, Pascal Papa, Maurice, near Washington, D.C.
Okay, Maurice, sounds good. Yeah, that should fix your problem. So yeah, you can jump over there real quick and give it a try. Just issue a private call. If it's still not working, jump in here. And we'll see if we can further diagnose it. But I imagine that was the issue from groups of private calls. So thanks for joining us and chiming in, and hopefully get that taken care of. Okay, let's go back and see if anybody else has a question about hotspots or digital or anything for part two of the net. If you've got a question, go ahead and queue up now. Okay, let's do the last call for part two questions before we move into part three. So if anybody has a question or just even a general comment about hotspots or digital radio stuff, please go ahead and check now. Okay, W1SAB, looks like Sean. Good evening. Did you have a question for us? Go ahead.
Yes, I do. And I was trying to put in a 4000 disconnect, or as a hotkey, which I did do, with a group call, but for some reason when I, programmed as a hotkey into my T2 long hold, and it, for some reason, it comes up as a personal, not a group call, like, or private when I do it that way for some reason.
Okay, so let me just verify what the problem is. You've got it set up as a private call, but when you key it, you're saying it's coming up as a group call. There's some confusion about how the 4000 disconnect has been working lately and how it shows up on your hotspot dashboard as well. So let me just make sure I'm understanding. You've got it programmed in as private, but it's coming up as a group, and what hotspot setup are you using? Go ahead.
It's actually just the opposite. I have a program as a group, and it's coming up as private. I am using Pi Star with a N5 BLC hat on it.
Okay. Sorry, I had it backwards. That is interesting. So you've got it programmed as group and it's coming up private. Let me, I know there are a couple of people out here that have tried to diagnose the whole Tucker 4000 thing disconnect more recently than I have. So let me see if anybody's out there that wants to chime in on this one. And if not, I may call on someone specifically, but I don't know how to address that. So let me just open it up and see if anybody out there can shed some light on that. Is anybody on the group able to maybe help Sean with the Tucker 4000 disconnect issue. Go ahead. W4ITG, VK3BD. Good evening. We came up to contribute to the Tucker 4000 question. Go ahead.
Yeah, okay. I just tuned in, so I didn't, like, really check in. But anyhow, my understanding is the private call 4000 is to disconnect talk groups. The group call 4000 disconnects reflectors. That's how I understand how the talk group 4000 works. Depending on which radio you use, it's always you're always going to get, like, that acknowledgement back from 4000 that says it's disconnected. And it just depends on how you have it. Is it either a private call or a group call in your contact list in your radio? So that's my understanding of the 4000. 4000 group disconnects reflectors, 4000 private disconnects talk groups.
N1HAW, he has the password.
Mr. Chairman, I was not aware of the group for disconnecting a reflector. I do know that if you connect to talk group 4000 as a group call, it's actually a talk group, and so you'll see if you've done that as a group instead of private that other people are connected to that as well. But not being a user of reflectors, I guess I was unaware of that as a possibility. Yeah, I don't know how when you've got it programmed as a private, it's coming up as a group. That one's got me perplexed, because as a private call is how it should be used to disconnect the talk group. So I'm really not sure what's going on there. So you've definitely got it in your radio showing as a private call. I'm not sure how it can come up as a group call on PiStar. One suggestion that Tosha just put into Telegram, have you run updates on PiStar recently? I know there were some updates fairly recently, and I think one of them may have been related to the 4000 disconnect. So have you updated your PiStar recently? Go ahead, Sean. W1SAVZK3BUD. Sean, I'm not sure if you heard me on that last one. Have you updated PiStar recently?
I just built it over the weekend, so we downloaded the image just over the past weekend, so I'm assuming it's up to date. I'm not sure, though.
Okay, yeah, you'll want to go and go and click on update there, and even if you built it with a recent image, you should run the update. There were some updates in the last week or so, so that's the first thing I would probably do is update PiStar, but it's still a bit perplexing that if you've got a program that's private, it's coming back group, or vice versa. So I'd run the update and double-check the code plug and try again. But that one is kind of perplexing. Let me open it up one more time. There's a little bit of discussion in Telegram. Maybe someone wants to chime in with a clarification or an idea. If anybody else wants to jump in on that, please go ahead and check now. Okay, we had a couple of folks here. It looks like Dave and Toshin. Let's take an order. W0HDR, AK3BD. Dave, did you want to jump in and add anything to the conversation for Sean? Go ahead.
Yeah, I was just curious. The changing last heard, it looks like his connections are using OpenBridge. So if that's the case, it doesn't recognize private calls. And that's going back 2 days ago.
Oh, okay. Okay, that could be the issue. Then if using the OpenBridge through HDLink doesn't support a private call, and that's maybe why it's getting lumped to the group. So that's a very good possibility. So there's one for you, Sean. Have you got it connected to an HDLink server that's using OpenBridge into this talk group, and that may be the issue. Good tip there, Dave. So let me turn it back to Sean. W1SAB. VK3BD. Sean, does that apply? Are you connected to HDLink server? Yeah, maybe we lost Sean for a second. Let me go ahead and grab Toshi and see if he had a further comment as well, since he queued up KE0FHS VK3BV. Toshi, did you have something on that?
KE0FHS, good evening, brother in the net. I really appreciated Dave's comment. That's something I wasn't aware of, and it would make sense why that mix is happening. I think that's the most important troubleshooting step. It's got to be set as a group call, and if it's not going out as a group call, it's not going to work. And the other thing I just wanted to say is there have been a few odd behaviors with regard to 4000, but it's been working, so he can proceed with troubleshooting with confidence that it is working. He just has to get his radio to communicate correctly as using a group call. KE0FHS, back to net.
Yeah, I was unaware of that, what the issue Dave brought up as well, so I think that's a pretty good tip. And if he is coming through an open bridge, then that's likely the issue. That is pretty interesting. So, yeah, let me try one more time to see if Sean's there. W1FAVVK3VD. Sean, are you there? Did you copy that whole conversation about HP-Link not accepting private calls? Go ahead.
Yes, I heard part of that. I actually was communicating also. For some reason, I guess I'm not catching it up every time. But the thing is, I'm actually have it as a group call, and when I go and use my hotkey, it automatically, even though it's saved as a group call, it shows up as a private call. So that's really not the issue. But the other thing is, I'm not really sure what you're talking about with the gateway, open gateway. That's all new to me. I'm just 2 or 3 weeks into DMR, and that's one term I'm not really sure what it is yet. Everyone is safety.
VK3BV. Right. We were looking through the, Dave was looking through the connections and seeing how you were coming into the network, and you were coming in through a type of bridge that suggested that the server that you were connected to might not accept that kind of call. But it sounds like, oh, and that might not be the issue. We were looking at the wrong call sign. So ignore all that. Although that's interesting. I guess we all learned something about that. I think the consensus here is to double check that code plug and if it's a hotkey assignment or something. I usually don't use hotkeys. I just like talk groups from my 78 through the menu system or a channels program. So I guess it's sort of a double checking of that and then seeing what's going on. Or maybe even just try manually dialing it once. It's pretty easy to manually dial from the 878 and see if it behaves when you do a manual dial or if you get that same behavior. I think that's probably what I would do, but sorry we couldn't give you a definitive answer right there, but poke around a little bit in your code plug, try a manual dial, see if it's behaving the same way, and if it works fine on a manual dial, then I would say your hotkey assignment is messed up or something. Even if it doesn't look like it's messed up in your code plug, sometimes city tones do some interesting things, as we all know, so I would just give that a double check. But yeah, thanks for asking the question. Why don't you mess with it a little bit and then follow up with us and let us know if you figured it out or either later in the night or pop in next week and let us know. Hopefully you can figure out how to take care of that problem. Okay, let me pause real briefly and see if anybody else has a question for part two of that. If you've got a question or a comment, please go ahead and chat now.
This is W3FGP. I'm back. I upload the code plug with the private call set in there, reflecting the change. I did that on Parrot, and I did private call on Disconnect. Now, Disconnect is working, but Parrot is still not returning my test message on 990. Back over to you.
W3FGPVK3DD. So there should be 9990, not 990. So try 9990 as a private call. The other thing you, there's a couple other things you can try for. So let's just confirm first of all, it's set up as 9990.
Negative, I missed one of the nines. It's 9990. Two nines and a zero.
Okay, right. That's what it should be. 9990. So, if that's not working, you could also try 31099. And see if that is working as well. Assuming you're on Grandmaster Network, but it should private to 9990 should work. But you might also try 31099 on Grandmaster. But if it's not coming back to you on 9990, one other option is can you see, is your hotspot transmitting it and your radio isn't receiving it, or is your hotspot not even retransmitting?
Yes, it shows the radio is transmitting it, but I'm not receiving it for some reason.
Okay, if your hotspot is transmitting it and your radio is not receiving it, then the problem's within the radio. So you either have a receive group set for that channel, which is not allowing essentially the squelch to open so that you can hear what's coming through there. In other words, you're on a channel that's not allowing any call from 9990 to come through, only the call for that talker. So check the receive group for that channel. If you've got a receive group set, that's restricting it. Alternatively, you could use like a visual monitor function, which would allow every transmission to come in. But if your hotspot is transmitting it back, then Grandmaster is working fine. Your radio, you've got a problem with your radio setup, either with the receive group set or something on the radio side that's not allowing you to hear what the hotspot's transmitting.
Okay, thank you much. I'm going to look at that. I'm going to also try the 31099 and compare the difference, see if I can get one or both working. Thank you very much, W3FGP.
It's 310997, I'm sorry. Until I see it.
Okay, 310997. Got it. Thank you much.
Okay, Michael, thanks for jumping in on that. So, Maurice, it's not 31099, it's 310997. So, give that one a try as well. 310997, not 31099. Yeah, give that a try, but private to 9990 should work, so I think there's something maybe on your radio site, so I would check the radio site first, and see what's going on there. Okay, yeah, then jump back in and let us know if it works, Maurice. All right, let's do one last call for anything for the Q&A portion. Anybody got anything for us on the question and answer? This is a good conversation, helping people get going, and I think we're even learning some things ourselves that we may not have known before. So if you have anything on your mind you need help with, please queue up now. K-E-A-N-S-O, CK3BUD. Go ahead, Samantha.
Yeah, I just thought I'd say that I was doing some work on my own code plug earlier today, and Parrot was working just fine. I have it set up just as a private group, private call to 9990 with no receive group at all, and it works just fine, at least on my side. So hopefully Maurice can get it figured out, and if not, I can help him after that.
VK3DV. Okay, Samantha, yeah, thanks for chiming in. Yeah, it should work just fine, the private 9990, and honestly, I don't use receive groups in the Anytone just because I really don't need to. So, yeah, hopefully Maurice can get it sorted. But if you don't, Maurice, then jump back on anytime, and one of us will help you talk through it more, and we'll get it going. We should get it going, no problem. Okay, let's do one more call. If anybody has anything for the part two, Q&A, please key up now. K-E-A-N-S-O, DK3DD. Go ahead, Samantha.
Yeah, I just thought I'd mention that I'm on an E78 as well with a jumbo spot, and I don't use receive groups at all myself. So you've definitely got that part of it right.
DJ3Beauty, yeah, okay. Thanks for confirmation on how you got yours set up too. You know, with most of the ham-friendly radios like the Anytone, there's really not a need for receive encryption. In my opinion, with commercial radios where you can't use digital monitor, then you need to set up receive groups to hear multiple talkers on one channel, for example. And it gets a little bit more convoluted. But with most of the amateur radios, setting up the channels the way we do and also using digital monitor or promiscuous mode makes it easy to work with. So that's a really great advantage of the ham friendly gear. Maybe another plug for the Open GV77 project for those using GV77s is it's pretty easy to filter the incoming transmission by either talk group, time slot, color code in the radio, so that's a neat thing as well. Okay, let's move into part two of that, and of course if people have further questions you can jump in at any time and ask those. Let me break real quickly. Okay, so for part three of the net tonight, it's good that we've been talking about Parrot, because one of the issues that a lot of folks have that are new to DMR, or even experienced DMR users, is setting their audio levels correctly. And DMR, as you may have noticed if you've been on a lot, has very variable audio levels across people's setups, different radios, different microphones, different mic gains. And so one of the things it's good for to do is to use Parrot, or just talking to your friends as well, to get some sense of how your audio sounds so that you can adjust accordingly. And you may even be noticing just on the net tonight, different people have different kind of audio levels. So every now and then, I think one thing that's useful to do is just to do an equipment kind of roundup check-in where people announce what radio they're using, what mode, since we are multi-protocol talk group, what mode, what radio, and what hotspot or repeater you're using, and what microphone, critically what microphone, just so you get a sense of what equipment people are using and what they kind of sound like. Let me break real quickly. Okay, so yeah, the idea is just to have a quick round table for everybody that would like to contribute. You can key up and then I'll call on you and you can go around and tell us the mode, radio, mic, and hotspot or repeater that you're using to access the talk group. And then you can make your own judgments about people's audio levels and things like that, and we can even give each other feedback if needed. So I can kind of model this. I can say, you know, if there were checking in and contributing right now, I'd say that I'm using DMR with an Anytone 878, and I'm using InfoBLC duplex hotspot connected into Brandmeister directly. I'm using an external speaker mic. That's, I think, pretty important too. So if you're making a judgment about my audio level, it's Anytone 878 with an external speaker mic, and then I'm using a hotspot. I think it'd be nice to just do a round and see who's willing to share with us their equipment setup. And then and if anybody has any questions about audio levels or testing, we can certainly give feedback after that as well. And Ron chimed in real quickly on Telegram, saying mic gain setting would be useful as well. So if you, that's a great idea, Ron. So if you know the mic gain setting in hand, tell us what that is. So right now on my 878, I have the mic gain set to 3. And I'm using a Kenwood external speaker mic. So that would be useful information. So if you're willing to share that information with us, I'll jot some notes down, and then if you need feedback on audio, we can do that too. Again, just mode, radio, mic gain setting if you know it, and then how you're accessing the system. So if you want to chime in and share that, let's do the key up thing, and then I'll call on this list of folks to key up. So please go ahead and key up now. DK3DD. Okay, we got 5 check-ins there. Let's go through this list of 5 and see what your setups are, and then after that, we'll get another group, hopefully. So again, radio, mic gain setting, if you know it, and how you're, mode, radio, mic gain setting, and how you're accessing the system. So first on the list there, we have W4ITG. Good evening, and go ahead.
Yeah, good evening. Hey, here is Mark, like X marks the spot, working for India Sandra Golfers. I like to say Interstate Trucker Guy. Presently, tractor trailer mobile here in lower upstate New York on my way to Northborough, Mass. And, I am coming in on P25, using a Motorola Apex 7000 with the, Motorola Mission Critical Apex Bluetooth speaker mic. I believe that the mic gain for the speaker mic is set at minus 3 dB, so there's not really a setting like the DMR Chinese radios. And I'm coming for a zoom spot through Verizon Wireless as I motor along the highway here. Back to Net Control, W4IEG.
W4ITG, VJ3BD. All right, Mark, very cool. Good audio. Thanks for joining us there on B25. It's nice to know our B25 reflectors getting some use too. And I got you down there for your equipment. And thanks for sharing all that information with us about your mic game setting, the Bluetooth speaker mic, and the Zoom spot. Sounded very good. So, and I think we'll definitely remember Interstate Trucker Guy. That's a good one. So thanks for joining and thanks for sharing. Appreciate it. Next on the list is Koshin, KE0FHS. Good evening, Koshin. What's your setup this evening? Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm using an Anytone 578 with the standard microphone. I've got the mic level set at 5, which is the default. I'm coming in through DMR, and I'm using an open spot 3. And I think maybe one other important thing is I'm holding the microphone off to the left side of my face, about 3 or 4 inches away from my mouth. K0FHS, back to that.
VK3BD, thanks for that, Toshin. That's a good point, too, about mic positioning, whether you're talking off to the side or directly into it. I tend to sort of talk across the mic, just left of center, but that's actually really useful information. And highly, highly variable from user to user, or maybe even within user. But thanks for the information. Appreciate the setup notes there, and it sounds very good this evening. Appreciate it. Okay, next on the list was N9KO. Good evening, Calvin. Thanks for joining us, and did you want to share with us your setup this evening? Go ahead.
Well, good evening to everyone on the net. And I'll second the comments about holding the radio so that your voice brushes by the speaker on the radio rather than slams directly into it. What I'm using is a TYT MD380 monobander UHF, and coming in obviously through DMR. And I do not know the mic gain setting, but I'm going through my Zoom spot. And I'll pass it back to the control, Buzz from N9KO.
N9KO, VK3BD. Okay, Calvin, thanks. That's good, clear audio. Toshin noted that in the Telegram group as well. That sounds good. Thanks for putting your notes in there, Toshin. That's, I think, helpful to all users. But yeah, it's nice quality audio, so it sounded good for you. Okay, let's see. Next on the list, we had WV0VGD in Arvada. Good evening, Robert. Thanks for joining us. And what's your setup this evening? Go ahead.
Good evening to you there, bud, and you're qualifying all power. I think you said perhaps you might join through an echo in the other room here. I had to run the phone with the audio and the internet. I'm just thinking right now, there's probably about a national way from New York right now.
VK3BD. Okay, Robert, we didn't get a lot of that. There was a lot of in and out and high loss on the last transmission. I had about 30% loss, but most of those were in the 20 or 30%. So I couldn't make out initially. I heard you say something about low power, but I'm not sure if you're on a repeater or a hotspot, but if you could. From our end, it's cutting in and out and lossy, so I don't know if that's, if you have a network issue with your hotspot or if you're not holding a repeater that you're on it, but we couldn't do much with that. So you might want to try again if you're on a repeater, bump the power, or if you're on a hotspot, check your network connection, but let's give you another try there and see if we can copy this time. W0VGD, VK3BD.
Even but if you can copy now, I'm going to switch over to a hotspot. So let's go down a little and I'll reconnect to a hotspot. If you copy, then go ahead.
VK3DZ, yep, we copy you now, so that sounds much better.
Yeah, I think, Bud, the 7 watts into this antenna up on the roof of my house here, so hopefully you can copy me now. One of the internal settings is, if it hasn't ever been for me, you need to get it. So running about 6 watts into a disco, a little bit of overclocking. That's what I'm running at night, and I love this antenna. It is a cool video. So back to you there, Bud.
VK3DZ, yeah, you know, I still didn't catch much of that. I saw a comment you were better on YSF, and I turned up my YSF radio, but not in time to catch a lot of that. So, still only got probably 20% of that. So, we can do one more try, and I'll turn on my YSF in case for some reason it sounds better over there. But, so we'll just come back with your, I think you're on DMR, but, mode radio, mic, and then, let's see if we can get one more shot. WV0VGD, VK3VGD. VK3VGD, okay, maybe he's tweaking his setup a little bit. We'll come back in a second. All right, next on the list, we had KE2YG, Evening Barry, and what's your setup this evening? Go ahead.
This is KE2YG, Evening's all on the net. I'm coming in through DMR. Using an Anytone 878UV. My microphone level is set at 5, and I'm also coming in through Zoom Spot. And if the net could indulge me, I also have a FT70D that I could just want to give that a quick microphone check. I'm going to drop it and then come in with the Yaesu. Oh, this is KE2YG. I'm now on the FT70D YSF, and I think the mic level is set at 9 on this one. I'm not really sure, but I think that's about it. Back to that.
CK3VUD. Okay, Barry. Yeah, that was a nice experiment. Thanks for checking out both modes there. We got you at with the 878 and then on YSF with the FT70 as well. And there was a difference in audio. The audio quality was good on each. I think the there was definitely a lot more of the low end on the YSF. So just in terms of tonal quality, at least to my ear, it was more in the low range than the 878. We had more of the high range audio. I'm curious, on each radio, are you using the internal microphone on each, or were you using a speaker mic with either or both radios? Go ahead.
Okay, this is KE2YG. On the Anytone, which I'm using now, I'm actually on both of them. I'm using the built-in mic. I think I forgot to mention, on this Anytone, I have the microphone enhanced setting active. Don't really know what that does, but it's active.
DJ3BD. Okay, I saw a couple other channels. Okay, Barry, yeah, the mic enhanced setting, I think that is the same thing on some other Chinese radios. It's sometimes called the compander, and I think it's sort of like a compression, mic compression type thing. I've never run that on my Anytone, so that's interesting. It sounds okay. Ron says it's like automatic gain control for the mic, so it sounds pretty good. The voice quality was good there, but thanks for that. And I made a note. I think yeah, the audio quality was pretty good on both those, and the levels were good. Moreover, pretty consistent. So I think you've got your since it's consistent between DMR and YSF. I think you've got your DMR dialed in fairly well there. So that sounds good. Thanks for sharing. And then we had a key up from Greg K2COP and a Riki from WV0VGD. Robert, let's go first over there before I come back to you, Greg. WV0VGD, VK3VGD. Have you got your setup dialed this time? Go ahead.
Yeah, copy that, bud. And what I did was I switched from the antenna. I was trying to go through the KV0VGD repeater using my Anytone 878. I'm using the default mic setting, the internal microphone, holding it in my hand, probably about 2-3 inches from my mouth here, so hopefully you can hear me okay. And I'm just using an open spot too now, so I switched from trying to go through the KV0VDD repeater, and I fired up my open spot too, and then set it on 31088, and heard you in there loud and clear. Hopefully you copied me a little bit better this time, but a little marginal going into the repeater. I think the transmission line going from my my shack up to the disc gun was a little lossy. It's RG58, which may be a little lossy, and I wasn't getting quite enough signal in there. I do have a brand new Anytone 578 that I just received. It's still in the box, and I'm going to try to check into the net with it next week. Now, with 50 watts, I ought to be able to hit the repeater without any problem. So, anyway, you're doing a great job of net control, and I'm glad you're had a really nice keto with you several weeks back, and I hope you're enjoying your trip or your visit down under there and your work there. So back to you there, bud. This is WB0VGD.
VK3VGD. Okay, Robert, yep, sounds good. If you're 100% that time, there was no loss. Good audio quality, good level. So that setup is working. You know, the repeater on North Table there, the KV0VGD repeater, I can hit it really well from my house in Louisville when I'm at home in Colorado. I think you're down in Lakewood, so you may just be shadowed enough by South Table and the south half of North Table Mountain that it may be giving you a little trouble without more power. But everything's great with the hotspot there. Good audio quality. Thanks for sharing, and we've got you down on the list. And once you get that 578 set up, I'm sure there are plenty of people that can help you get that going. There's a number of folks back home there that have 578s and got them set up now. So thanks for checking in. Okay, next on the list we have Greg, K2COP. Good evening, Greg. What's your setup this evening? Go ahead.
Hey, good evening, bud. And Lynette. I'm actually going through my 878. Into the open GD77 hotspot. And I thought everything was working well, but I actually did not key up. So kind of interesting trying to figure out what went on there. At any rate, I'll go back to listening to that. Enjoy, bud. K2COP.
VK3BUD. Well, that is interesting, Greg. The audio sounds really good. Your tonal quality is good, nice and clear. The levels sound good, so I'm glad you did key up, however you happen to do it. I'm not sure either. That's always kind of interesting. Gremlins, I guess. But thanks for joining us, and I appreciate you being there. Okay, let's go back, and I think that's everybody that's keyed up so far. If anybody else wants to key up and share your setup with us for the setup roundup, we're interested in knowing what mode, radio, microphone, mic gain setting, if you know it, and network access point, hotspot repeater, what have you, information you're using, if you're willing to share that with us. If you want to share that with us, go ahead and queue up now. VK3VUD, okay, there we got a list going, so let's see, we had N7RDE, KB8, AOB, AC2F, K7ITE, and KE8NSO. So let's go first on the list to Ron, N7RDE. Good evening, Ron, and what's your setup this evening? Go ahead.
Good evening, bud. N7RDE set up tonight as an open GD77 running this morning's firmware, using the radio without an extra microphone, running a minus 6 dB mic gain setting on this radio through a sub spot into the network. Back to you, N7RDE.
A7RDE, VK3VUD. Okay, thanks, Ron, and thanks for the detailed information there. The audio was good and clear, maybe a little bit on the hot side compared to some of the others. And I haven't tested, I don't know, I have an open GD77 running right now. I started the net on it, now I'm stuck on the 878. I'm not sure what my mic gain setting is on here. I'll have to go through the menu and look, but yeah, it's kind of pretty good. Like I said, just maybe a little hot on the audio. But the tonal quality is
is nice. And I don't have this morning's firmware in mind yet. I think I have the one from yesterday or 2 days ago, so I'll mess around with that a little bit. But thanks for joining us, Ron, as always, and we'll chat with you later. Next on the list, we had KV8AOV. Good evening, Rick. Thanks for joining us. And what's your setup? Go ahead.
Good evening. I'm running DMR on an open spot, or I mean a open GD77, running the open software from March 1st, and a Heil headset HDH, Kenwood version headset, and the of course, attached microphone, and the mic gain setting is at a positive 12 KV8AOV.
VK3DV, that sounds very, very good. Your audio is nice and clear, and the audio level is good as well. Your Heil headset's working really good. So positive 12, you'd be on the mic gain setting. Noted that, and I think you're just about right on it. So thanks for all the detailed information, and thanks for checking in. Next on the list is Vladimir, AC2F. Good evening, Vladimir. What's your setup? Go ahead.
Good evening, Vladimir. I'm going from DMR. I'm using my portable header PD982. It's internal mic, 25 dB default settings. Going via duplex hotspot from the Chinese gentleman VI7JDA. And just a small comment, for the like commercial grade radios, the Beatles mic, automatic gain control settings, like, it would be better to keep it off, because, otherwise it might get the high frequencies like a bit higher with the volume, so the overall impression would be like not so pleasant. So if you have like Motorola or those high era stuff, try it without ADC and see how it will change it like to a pair or something else. That's it. Back to you, bud.
DJ3DD. Okay, Vladimir, thanks for that, and thanks for the comment on the AGC settings on the commercial radios. We're on my OpenGD77 now. I was curious about everyone else sharing their mic gain settings. I just looked, and mine's at 0 dB now, my DMR mic setting on the OpenGD77. I'm using an external speaker mic, not the internal microphone in the GD77. But I've got my mic gain setting on 0 dB, so I'm wondering how that's doing compared to the 878 that I was on before. But anyways, let's go on down the list, and I'm sure someone will type something into the telegram there. Next on the list, we had K7ITE. Good evening, Rick. Thanks for joining us. What's your setup this evening? Go ahead.
Well, good evening, but in the net, K7ITE. Hey, I love your Australian call sign. So, just to mix it up a little bit, I'm on a Anytone 586 using a Bluetooth mic with enhanced sound on, mic gain of 4. The headset is a Blue Parrot B250-XTS, and I'm going through a Winkers fan board, and if I can have a break, I'm going to go back over to my 878 Plus. Same settings, no external microphone. K7ITE, whoa, I'm getting the Bluetooth phone. I'm going to take my headphone off. Anyway, just to do a little different, and if there's a little echo in the background, it's because I'm being silly. Nice to be on tonight, K7ITE.
PK3DD. Okay, thanks for sharing that, Rick, and the test between the two. I definitely prefer the second one without the Bluetooth headset, but that's maybe not a surprising result.
But yeah, I think the level was pretty similar on each, unless I'm not picking something up. But it sounded good. So thanks for sharing that, and thanks for the experiment there. Noted. Okay, next on the list we have Samantha, KE8NSO. Good evening again, Samantha. What's your setup this evening? Go ahead.
Thanks, Bubnanet. Right now I'm on my Anytone 878 through DMR. I've got a jumbo spot from China, the BK7, I forget. Yeah, so I built my jumbo spot because I thought it would be cool. I've got the mic set to 5. I've got an amped mic on, and I'm holding the radio 18 inches from my mouth, because apparently I had this weird relationship with microphones. If I bring it right up to my mouth like this, I'm still speaking the same way, but I'm overdriving it, so I may need to lower the mic gain. I've got enhanced mic sound on, now back to 18 inches. And yeah, this is just the stock 878 with the internal mic. I forget what else I was supposed to tell you.
BK3BV. I think you got most of it there. I'm surprised that you're holding it that far away. 18 inches is an awful long way. But the your audio's quality is good. The level is a bit low, I think. And someone else typed that in as well. When you held the mic closer, it sounded maybe better. So you experiment with that a little bit, but it's certainly readable and good audio quality. But thanks for sharing that. I think that's the main thing. Oh, well, one quick thing, Smith. Are you using, I'm sorry if I missed it, an external speaker mic or just the internal mic on the radio? Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm using the internal mic on the radio, and I brought the radio closer to my mouth now. I also have one question. While I was listening to the net, I was signing up for Telegram, and I got some sort of a message saying that I'm supposed to respond with my call sign in 10 minutes, or I'll be kicked off the group, or some such like that, but it left no instructions for how exactly I'm supposed to respond within 10 minutes, because Telegram, at least on my Windows machine, Telegram is completely locked out. I can't send anything. But I did join the group. I did install Telegram. And yeah, I am speaking on the intro mic. I've got a Bridgestone, Bridgecom speaker mic coming. But yeah, the main reason that I was holding the radio away is because somebody told me that I was overdriving it. I also want to be able to use it in the car with the PTT button. So yeah, now I'm speaking a little closer. How happy?
PTT3DD. Yeah, that sounds a bit better. I think the audio level's up a little higher when it's closer, and it's, I think, more in range with what some of the other audio levels are. So I think it does better for you when it's closer up. You may want to experiment with an external speaker mic on a cord sometime and see how that works for you as well, especially if you're going to be portable. It's kind of nice. The Kenwood speaker mics work really well with the Anytones. I'm using the smaller one, the SMC34A, and it seems to be a good quality mic, but that sounds good now. In terms of the Telegram group, that's our bot that we have running to keep spammers from joining the group. So if you can't find your call sign in your username, or you don't send it your call sign, it will boot you so that we don't get inundated with people trying to sell us cryptocurrency. So what you need to do when that net control bot sends you a thing says, welcome Samantha, you've been limited to read only, is click on the icon for that net control, the SpongeBob guy, and after you click on that, it'll come up with a window called bot info, and there's a link there called send message. So you just send a message directly to that net control bot and just type in your call sign. So yeah, click on the icon for the bot and click on send message and then send your call sign to the bot, and then you will join the group after that.
let me turn it back to you real quickly, Samantha, and see if that answered your question about the group, KDNSO, BK2BD.
Thanks, but yeah, that was the part that I was missing. I just did that, and KE8 looks like the valid one. Stands for Samantha T. Quinn. Your ticket's been unlocked. Please switch to the main group panel for further instructions. So, yeah, thank you very much for solving that problem for me.
Okay, great. VK3DD. Yep, looks like you're in the group now. Our bot is working, thanks to Vladimir AC2F once again for that. So we've got you. Although I just gave the read-only thing, so I don't know if you tried to join again, but I guess maybe you're in the group because you sent a message. So, all right, cool. So let's do one more call and see if anybody else out there for part three would like to share with us your setup this evening, mode radio, mic gain, and get any feedback on your audio. If you're interested in that, please go ahead and key up now. VK3BD. Okay, we had a few people key up there. We had W3FGP again, Maurice, then we had Ron key in again, and 7RDE, and Tom, WQXQ. So let's go first to Maurice, W3FGP. Good evening, Maurice. And if you want to share your setup with us, go ahead.
Thank you very much, Lynn. Yeah, my setup is the MD-TYT UV-380. I'm talking about 4 inches, 5 inches from my mouth. And I have the Zoom spot, just got it, brand new hotspot that I set up this evening and got it up and running. And for info, I bought today a Anytone 878, not the plus, but next week from that you'll be hearing me with the Anytone. So it'll be interesting to see when I got it from you. I've been listening here to the different settings, but I'm glad to hear your recommendation about the Kenwood SMC34A mic, which I'm probably going to get and put that onto my Anytone. So that's a rough grab hand. I didn't get to load the cold slot to check the card again, because this section of the net was so interesting that I didn't want to have to turn the rig off and reboot pushing the cold plug. And I learned a lot from this section about the how to adjust the mics. So thank you very much. Back over to you, W3FGT.
BK3BD. Okay, Maurice, yeah, sounds good. And as you can tell, a lot of folks on here have the 878, so once you get that, we can all help you get set up. Yeah, I prefer these Kenwood SMC 34 mics, Sierra Mic Charlie 34. I like the size, they're small. I also have one of the larger, I think it's the 45D, I can't remember the prefix for it, KMC or something. It's a larger speaker mic that's made for digital, but it doesn't sound nearly as good, I don't think, and so that one's in a drawer at home. But I do have one of those two. Yeah, so for me, the SMC 34 works really well. Yeah, thanks for sharing your setup, and look forward to hearing you on next week as well. Okay, then we had Ron key in again, N7RDE. Go ahead, Ron.
Thanks, bud. I checked and changed the level to a minus 90D on this OpenGD 77. Wondered if that got too low in audio. Back to you, N7RDE.
VK3BUD. It's definitely less hot. It's still maybe a little bit hot, Ron. The audio quality is great, but it still might be a little bit on the hot side, I think. So you might want to drop it down again and a couple more. I think it's in 3 dB increments and check again. Okay, my bad. I didn't leave that as an over. I just mentioned that and didn't close it out. Well, Ron, we'll let you adjust that if you want to jump back in a second and see how it goes.
Next on the list, we got Tom, W2XQ. Good evening, Tom. Thanks, as always, for helping out with the net, as you did last week. And did you want to share with us your setup for this evening? Go ahead.
I think you turned that for me, but I'm not sure. I got a reasonable WD restart. I'm coming in on a D-start, and I'm just going to switch the generator over to P25 and hear that. The mic settings, I'm not sure what it is. You know, it's falling out of the box on the radio here. Anyway, back to the button at WD restart.
I think I doubled with somebody there. I'll get you in a second. Dave, I was actually calling Tom, but that's no problem. Thanks for jumping in there. So you're using your D74, and we can get you on a P25 radio again in a second there as well. If you wanted the audio sound good. Oh, Tom just chimed in and said he lost everything there. Sorry, Tom. Must be the your less than optimal internet, I'm guessing. And sorry, lost us there, but yeah, Toshin mentioned that you sound a little bit different than normal, Dave. It certainly sounds different than you do on DMR, so I'm wondering about the difference in your D-Star and your DMR radios, but let me turn it back to you, Dave, and see if you've got another setup ready to go, DMR or P25, I think you said, W0HDR, UK3VD.
Yeah, sorry, buddy. I got the P25 on a different talk group, but it's really, I can't get access to a switcher, so let's maybe record a net over I can get in there. And this is on the 7100. And the other D-Star I have is a 4100, so I'll have to look at the settings. I haven't put one in your report yet, so I'll have to look and see maybe it's still on. Heavy D-Ratio.
DK3VD. Okay, Dave. Yeah, I know that I don't have a 7100, but in talking to you and Jimmy and Aaron, I know that they, my game settings for D-Star on VHF and UHF can be, trickier. I remember when Jim got his, he had to crank it way down. I don't know what the numbers are, but I remember it was way lower than expected, the final, mic gain settings. So, yeah, no problem on the P25, though. Thanks for jumping in with that. Let's see, we had another key up there a minute ago, and when I was getting ready to key up, we had W0SUN. Good evening, Bill. Thanks for joining us. Did you want to share with us your setup this evening? Go ahead.
Yeah, thanks a lot. First time checking in, and I've known about this net, but was able to actually get checked in tonight. Thank you. This is W0SUN, and it's Bill, Bravo India Lima Lima, and I'm in Denver, Colorado. And my setup right now, I'm coming in through the YSF reflector bridge, whatever, to a temple spot, pie chart. And my setup typically with DMR, I have a 2YK MD380. I've got this temple spot, I've got open spot in my shack and an open spot in the mobile as well. And sometimes this one is straight fusion coming in directly, but sometimes I get on with fusion and I use the open spot to do a crossover to DMR. Works pretty well. But I like to hang out certain talk groups, but really cool to check in to the net tonight, and thank you very much. I always like listening to see what other people are doing with DMR. Back to net control, W0SUN.
VK3VD. Okay, Bill, thanks for joining us. Yeah, it sounds good. And that is one of the great things about YSF is the cross-mode capability with hotspots and PyStar. My YSF hotspot always has all the cross modes enabled. It's really fun to play with. So, cool. Glad you're using that. Audio quality sounds good. Levels are just about right. It just sounds good here. So I think good reports all around. Thanks for joining us. And, feel free to jump in anytime. And glad you're on the net now. All right. Let me do, we've been going for a while. Let's do one last call and see if anybody else out there wants to
share their setup with us for the setup roundup or get any feedback on your audio. If so, please queue up now. VK3DUD. Okay, looks like we had three ETFs that time. VA7EWT, K8JJL, and NC6F. So let's go around there and get some comments from people. First on the list is Paul, VA7EWT. Good evening, Paul. Good to hear you. What's your setup this evening? Go ahead.
Yeah, hey there. Good evening, Bob and everybody on the net. VA7EWT here. We're running the 878 into open spot 2 this evening, GMR. Mike gang level 3. Would like to get an opinion on my audio as I am using a Bluetooth earpiece, a Jabra 45. I always think that it sounds kind of crummy on the parrot, and I don't get a chance to chat that much, but it was a nice running late tonight, so I managed to get home, and I was pretty anxious to get my call in here, so I really appreciate what you think of this earpiece. Maybe I shouldn't be using it. Over.
VA7EWT VK3BD. Yeah, we're glad that you're joining us tonight, Paul. I'm glad you could jump in there. The audio is a little bit hot to my ear and to one comment, so I think it's a little bit on the loud side. And the quality doesn't sound great to my ear compared to other times I've heard you on the radio, but it's certainly readable and it sounds good. I just wouldn't say it sounds great. Other folks, let's see, on Telegram, Toshin says it sounds fine. Although a bit loud. But yeah, I think it's a little bit on the hot side, but pretty, you know, fine, readable and everything. I wouldn't call it excellent quality, but certainly good enough to work with, maybe just a little bit on the hot side. So anyways, thanks for jumping in, Paul. Glad you could join us this evening, and we'll look forward to talking to you again. Next on the list, we had K8JJL. I'm going to try Joe from Oklahoma. Good evening, Joe. Did you want to share your setup with us? Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm on DMR and using a GD77 and an open spot 2. This is the first time I actually tracked me on, so I didn't know how the setup was. And I said I'm just going over a rural broadband wireless connection. So, AKPL.
VK3DD. Okay, so yeah, the audio quality is good. The level is low for sure, but the it's very clear audio, and it sounds like a good tonal range and everything. But the level is low, so you want to turn up the mic gain somewhere in there. But other than that, it's nice tonal quality and good and clear. So thanks for joining us. The GD77 sounded good. It's a fun radio to play with. So I think once you get that mic gain up a little bit, it'll be right where it needs to be. Okay, next on the list, we have NC6F. Good evening, Tim. What's your setup this evening? Go ahead.
Hello, everyone on the net. NC6F in Arizona. I'm using a Malphone RD5R, and I've gone through the program and looked through the menu. I don't see a mic setting for this. And I'm using a Chinese jumbo spot phone. Been using equipment about a year and a half, and so far it's been working fairly well for me. I hope the audio is well, and hope everyone has a good evening. NC6F, back to net.
DK3DD, yep, that's good, clear audio, and good level on it, too, Tim. So it's definitely working for you. It sounds really good here. No complaints at all. Good level and good tonal quality. Okay, we'll do one more call. Anybody who wants to chime in and for an audio check or tell us your setup for the setup roundup, please key up now. VK3DD. VK3DD. Okay, we ran through that list, so that's good. In a little bit, I'm going to have to go pick up my kids from school. Seeing as it's 3 in the afternoon here in Melbourne, so school's going to get out pretty soon, but thanks to everybody for chiming in with that. I tried to make a bunch of notes, and hopefully it's useful
for everybody to get some feedback. And also, I think it's really interesting to hear what setups people are using and what kind of like on those setups. So that's a really good kind of experiment. I think we can learn a lot from it. Let's go into part four of the net real quick and see if anybody has anything for the swap meeting. So if you've got something you'd like to sell or if you're looking for something to buy, now is swap meet time. So if that applies to you, please key up now. PK3BUD, swap meet's been quiet lately, so either none of us are willing to sell all the stuff we have or we don't want to admit that we're trying to buy more. We may rethink this part of that. It's no problem including it, but it doesn't seem like we have a lot. And we still want to think about having some place just for people to drop messages about selling stuff on the website. So we can have our own little swap corner there. But acknowledging, too, there are plenty of places on the web to swap stuff. But it's always fun to, I think, do it within a smaller group, too. So anyways, let's run through the list of check-ins on the website, and then we'll take check-ins to the account. If you haven't been logged on the website, but we've tried to, thanks to Dave, W0HBR, who always does the logging during the net, if you've keyed in, we've probably got you checked in. So I'm going to run through the list of web check-ins, and then after I do that, if you have not been acknowledged and you'd like to check in, we'll give you a chance to do that. So let me break real quickly, and then we'll acknowledge the web check-ins. PK3BUD. Okay, so far we've got checked into the net. N1AJW, AC1BC, K5RTN, M0KM, N2ICV, W2XQ, AC2F, N7DEN, N7VDR, N5AYD, N7RDE, 4I1RAC, WB3EHB, KE8APO, WB0AJG, W1VAM, KD8IE, KG0AX, WB0HDR, KD8AOB, N9ICV, N0DMG, K2COP, KE0FHS, VA6PW, N4STV, let me break. And then continuing down the list, KD9WXE, VA7EWT, WD0ESY, KG5EEL, W1SAB, KD7JNQ, KE8SNO, W3FGP, W4ITG, KE2YG, WD0VGD, N9KO, K7ITE, W0SUN, K8JJL, and NC6F. Okay, so let's give everyone a chance. If you weren't acknowledged and you'd like to check in for the count, you can do that by keying up, and I will acknowledge your call sign, and we'll get you logged in. So let's do it in call sign suffix groups. So if you haven't checked in, and you'd like to check in for the count, and your call sign suffix begins Alpha through Foxtrot, please key up now. Okay, nothing there, so let's go ahead and go on down the list. If you're haven't been acknowledged, you want to check in for the count, and your suffix is Alpha through Lima, please key up now. Okay, that time we got N1IAH. Alright, if you haven't been acknowledged, and your call sign suffix is Alpha through Romeo, please key up now. Okay, nothing there, so let's just take the whole alphabet. If you haven't been acknowledged and you'd like to check in for the count to this week's Colorado HP Net, please key up now. Okay, I think I had AB4TC. That was interesting. It showed up on one mode, but not the other. Let's do one last call. If you haven't been acknowledged and you'd like to check in for the count, please key up now.
Okay, let's go ahead and wrap things up this evening. And looks like Dave's got them all logged into the website. Thanks for doing that, Dave. So at this time, let's go ahead and close the weekly Colorado HD net. Please feel free to join us anytime here on Colorado HD, DMR Bandmaster Talk Group 31088, DSTAR, DCS, XRF 303 Delta, YSF 99256, Phoenix DM 31088, and P25 31088. There's usually somewhere around, so don't hesitate to key up and call out and see if anybody's there to chat with about hotspots or digital radio or test your equipment. That was a good net tonight with everybody sharing their equipment and doing some judgment on audio quality. So thanks everybody for engaging in that. Check out our website at coloradodigital.net. That'll give you the configuration of the rest of the system. And join us again for next week's net. We'll talk a little bit more about audio levels. Someone who's very creative in the group has been working on an automated system for checking your audio levels. Kind of think of it as maybe a smarter version of Parrot, which gives you some judgment about your audio. So we might be able to preview that next week and think about how that's going. So thanks to everybody for sharing that information though tonight. That's really helps all of us learn about audio levels and how we can set up our own equipment so we can operate optimally. So it looks like we have 45 check-ins for the net this evening. Thanks everyone for joining us, and please join us again next week. This is ZK3VUD closing the net at, oh, what time is it? 15:09 Australian Eastern Daylight Time. Don't forget about daylight savings next week, but we'll still be at 7:30 Mountain Time. 73, and have a good rest of the day.